The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is about the power of you. You will change the world.
You're listening to the Chronicles of Living podcast.
Do the damn thing.
Where we talk to visionary dreamers like you about living their best life.
Fulfill the highest, truest expression of yourself.
It's time to step into the past, present, and future with an open and healthy mind. Go! Now let's talk.
Greetings, 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 my visionary dreamers. How is everybody doing on Let's Talk Sunday? This is ADI, your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from yourself, the world, some real bullshit, and you are tuned in to Chronicles of Living podcast show, the show for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life. You know us extraordinary folk, doing a damn thing the best way we can. And to you newcomers out there, I just want to let you know that this show is just basically everyday talk, you know, things that happen in our lives from day to day, things we might experience, things we might hear about. And I just go by where I'm led with my spirit to talk on so that we can look at things from a different angle. And also to the newcomers and to the people that's been listening. I had someone send me a link last week and I just didn't know what they meant by it, but I got it now. So to the newcomers, I do have a description as to who I am and some of my background. But if you don't know, I am a book author. I am a wellness and a life purpose coach. And I'm also, of course, a podcaster. and I am a boutique owner, Regenerating Me. And I just help people to find their true potential and pull it out of them. Their true purpose in life. That is my mission in this time, space, and reality. And I take it very seriously. You know, I come on here and I talk in some of the topics. You know, I never know what I'm going to talk about. So it's not about the degrees and all of this stuff. For me, it's about the experience. Yes, I am certified in a few different areas, but for me, it's about the experience of what I have experienced and what I've seen and the different ways that it has helped people, you know, the different ways that God has allowed, that has worked through me to help people. So I take all of that energy, I take all of that knowledge, and I share it with you guys in different formats and different topics. So, and I just want the show to be about, just like I said, everyday people. And this is why I just come on here and I just talk, because there's so many platforms that's about, oh, I got a PhD in this and I got this and I got that. But to me in life, it doesn't even matter about your degree. I've met so many people that has degrees and don't even know what they're doing. And that's no pun intended, of course, but that has been my experience. So this is why I want to keep things neutral when I do my show and let everybody feel like, okay, just as I am, I'm just like you. I have experienced life in so many different formats. I have experienced different people in my life. My journey is my journey, but it's also a journey that I've shared with others. And so therefore, God has blessed me with this platform so that I can share with the world now. And I always pray before every show that each and every one of you guys that's listening will take something with you, rather be a word, a sentence, or the whole doggone show, that you can apply it to your life in some type of way. You know what I mean? To make you become a better version of yourself, because that is the mission of Chronicles of Living. All right. So I just wanted to get that out. I'll try not to do a whole long spiel in the beginning, but I wanted to make sure that I clarify with whoever's listening. Okay. Why is it that I started this podcast show, and why do I feel like I should be talking to you guys? How about that? So with all that being said, thank you guys for tuning in. I love each and every last one of y'all. I love all of y'all feedback. Please continue to give me feedback. It's helping me, helps me to grow. And it also, in helping me to grow, it's helping me to speak whatever words to help you to grow. Okay. So today's topic is love. Love. That's just how spirit is doing me now. Just give me these one and two word titles. So that's where we're going with it. It's Valentine's Day. And, you know, some people celebrate Valentine's, some people don't. This is supposed to be a day of love, supposed to be. And I'll just say it that way because history might say something different. But I'm not going to get into that because I'm not a professional in that area. So I'm going to leave it alone. But anyway, this is a day of love. And every day should be about love in some type of way, right? So we have love in so many different formats. A lot of people, sometimes we can throw that word around very loosely, you know, I love you or whatever like that. And then some people maybe never even said the word at all, because maybe they never felt love. So they might not know how to express it, what it really means, really what it really feels like. And then some people has been told that they've, that someone loves them, but yet the person's action shows differently. So this is where we're going with this, I guess. So it's like you look at, you think about, you have your guardianship love. And I'll say it that way because maybe some people didn't grow up with their parents, rather be biological or parents. Some people might have grown up with grandmothers, aunts, dads, uncles, whatever. To me, that's a form of love, because for a person to, if you didn't grow up with your biological mom or dad, whether they were living or not, for someone to take on the responsibility and the time to raise you and to pour into you and to make sure that, you know, you get a good start, to me, that's a form of love, you know? So we got to look at those things. Sometimes, I don't know why I'm starting off with this, but again, these shows are not just for you guys. They're for me too. So please just take it where it fit. If it don't, then hey, it might be for somebody else. Sharing is caring. So if you did not have the experience of growing up with your biological parents, but you've had different people come in your life and you've been raised by other people, know and trust that that's a form of love from the universe still looking out for you. Sometimes some of us, we can look at it like, oh, you know, the creator, universe, God don't care about me because, you know, I didn't get an opportunity to grow up with my dad or my mom, you know. And we could take that and we can sometimes hold that in, and that can become a part of us, a part of how we express love. And that's the thing, guys, you know, if we experience love, like I said, in a toxic format, then that's the only way we know how to give out love, right? But on the flip side, if you experience love in an affectionate way, then that's the way you're going to give it out. So now, when you come across other people in life, and rather be friends, rather be in a relationship, or rather just be your family, even though it's your family, each, part of your family has different views on love. So we might think like, okay, you know, I'm giving out this love to this person and I'm not receiving it back. And, you know, and you start feeling some type of way. But if you really think about it, just as I just was saying, we view love the way we were taught. We view love in how we experienced it, you know? So if we were taught in a certain way, that's the only way we know how to give it out. Unless we come across other people that show us otherwise. But even when we come across other people that show us otherwise, we have to be open and receptive to receive the change in that feeling of love. So you have your love, you have your, I got love for you, you got your unconditional love. And so what is that? Okay, your unconditional, just the word clearly says, unconditional means like, you know, I love you beyond, you know, you. I love you beyond your flaws and you know, the things that you do. But I've learned that you definitely need to be careful about throwing that word around too, because some people can take that and run with it. Some people can say, oh, well, this person loves me unconditionally, so that means that I have a green card to do what the heck I want to do, and they're still going to love me regardless. You know what I mean? They're still going to be there. They're still going to whatever, you know? But when you love people with conditions, that means that it's a kind of controlling love. That means that you love them for the time as long as things are rolling perfectly or whatever like that. But then soon as you can't control the way it goes, then it's like, what? That's not unconditional love. But on the flip side of that, even, you do have to guard your heart. You do have to know when you're giving out so much love and that love is being taken for granted as well. You know, you can still love someone unconditionally, but get to a point that you realize, you know, my love is being taken for granted. My heart.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's not feeling like, you know, it's not, I'm not feeling cool with this. You get what I'm saying? So it's a tricky word. It's a heavy word. But I always say, but what I feel from my experience is this. We have to experience different types of love so that we can know what love is good for us. As crazy as that sounds, we can know what love is beneficial to our growth. We have to experience different types of loves so that we can know how to give it out. Everybody has different love languages, as I discussed in prior shows. We have different love languages, you know. Somebody giving you constructive criticism. And when I say constructive, I mean, you know that person. You know that person. So you know that person has the best intentions for you and for your growth. So therefore, they might give you some information, just like, you know, the feedback I got about, you know, okay, kind of, it was almost saying like, you know, make sure you introduce yourself as into, you know, what you do, what makes you kind of an expert in your field or things of that nature. At first I was like, I was confused, you know, because I'm like, okay, I give up the show, what it's about. But then it hit me. I was like, okay, yeah, some of these people, you know, the podcasters or the YouTubers, they say, well, I'm this and I'm that and I'm the other. So that way, when somebody's new tuning in, they could kind of know why they're talking on these different topics. So regardless of me coming on saying this show is for everyday people doing everything things, living everyday life, and that I just talk about experiences, that can kind of give people a little bit more insight as into why is it that I feel like I can have a podcast show, or I want to have this podcast show, or that I can, why do I feel like I can inspire people, you know? So that's a form of love for me. That's a person that, you know, is looking out and they want to see me grow, you know. And sometimes, you know, we might not receive constructive criticism well. Because, and at first I was just like, huh? Like, I'm just like dumbfounded with it, whatever. But sometimes we might not receive it in a way that a person intended it to. But if you reflect back and you remember the person for who they are, you will know if they have ill will intentions towards you or if they have good intentions and if they're coming out of love. So you gotta, that's like a, you know, you gotta be careful about that, because the perfect example today, I did one of my meditation classes today, and you know, one of the, I don't want to call them students, but one of the people that was learning, we were sharing together, was speaking about how, you know, some people were talking down on, you know, where we are. We are at the mini mall and Conyers. And, you know, some people look at it like, oh, that's kind of like a starter place and this and the other. And, oh, why are you there? Or whatever like that. And so what I was saying to her is like, look, I had a whole high post office that cost like twice as much, and it was too strict and nobody could just come through freely and things of that nature. You want to be somewhere where you can connect with people. You want to be somewhere where you could connect with real people, so that these real people can have an opportunity to either get your service, your product, and things of that nature. Sometimes we get lost in that whole materialistic world, and we forget that we are here to serve and to help people to feel good in different ways. We're here to enjoy each other. And wherever you are, wherever the creator, wherever God leads you to be, to start your business, to start your venture, to do your thing, that's where you need to go, regardless of what anybody has to say. So for me, that type of constructive criticism, that is not love. That is people trying to deter you from the passion and from the gifts and from the purpose that God has laid on your heart, that you have and you're assigned to share with the people that are willing and open to receive you and receive your services and receive your products. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes we could get caught up in what other people say and a doubt. And because maybe that person was so close to us or is so close to us, we tend to lean towards their opinion. Because why? Because we believe they got love for us. We believe we're like, I love this person. This person I loved. I knew this person forever. They would not, you know, just tell me something that's going to be that's not going to be for my benefit. But we got to remember that our steps are ordained. What our journey is our journey. And along our journey, some of the people that we so-called love or we thought loved us are going to fall off. They're going to fall off. If you don't let them go, some kind of way, God is going to make sure that they be ghost. Some type of way. And you're going to look around and be like, dang, I ain't heard from such and such. And then you're going to realize like you have a whole new world. You have all, you know, new people that's like-minded around you, that's helping you to flourish, helping you to grow, helping you to become the best version of yourself, helping you to start believing more in you, and just helping you to be more driven and more regain your ambition and things of that nature. You're going to start to see that the people that you once thought loved you and had your back were really holding you back. How about that? The people that you thought once loved you and had your back was really holding you back. Because anybody that truly loves you, they want to see you flourish regardless of how they can benefit from it. They're going to be happy for you. They're going to be so, you know, their hearts are going to be filled with joy just watching you grow, just watching you do your thing. And then they're going to be inspired by you to go and do what it is that they always wanted to do, or, you know, to start something new, or to just reboot wherever they left off with their passion, their dreams, their visions. You get what I'm saying? This is what life is really about. But again, how will we know what is good love for us if we don't experience bad love for us? You get what I'm saying? We have to feel the balance of it. We have to feel the energy of it, of both parts of the fence, so that we can know, well, you know what? This really don't feel too good that I'm going in to where my purpose is, and my store, or my career, or whatever it is that you have going on. I'm going in, and every time I come back home and I talk to my homegirl, my homeboy, or my parents, or my you know, friend, whatever, they got something negative to say about it. What's up with that? It can be confusing to you. It really can, especially when you are a person that has nothing but love for folk. Especially if you are a person that's always cheering for other people, and then when you need those cheers, I'm not going to say need, but let's say, because being the need is lack. So you don't have lack of anything. The thing is, always remember, if you feel a lack of something, then that means that you're in the wrong place, or you're dealing with the wrong people. That's what it is. Okay. We never should need anything or anyone. That is a form of lack. So you should never feel like you need money or you need a person. That's a form of lack. Now you would, maybe I would like to experience more money, or a person, or a career, or I would love to experience that and see how that feels. Or I would love to just, you know, have that joy with that person or whatever like that. Now that's speaking that and bringing it towards you. And this is something that I had to learn. So I'm just sharing it with you guys. Like, you have to watch your words. You really, is very important in how you word things when you're speaking, because law of attraction is really real. And I could say that from experience. I could say it from experience, from the bad end and from the great end. And I have learned to change my talk and watch my words, you know? So if you feel like you don't have the love that you desire to have in your life, then that's how you put it out there. I would love to experience what real love feels like. I would love to experience, you know, people really appreciating me. I would love to experience people really enjoying my company. I would love to experience that. And then what happens? The creator, the universe, God, whoever you call upon, is going to find different ways and different situations to put you in that you will experience it. Trust me when I say this. When I moved back to Georgia from PA, that was my word. That was what I put out there in the universe. I said, Lord, this go around when I'm in Georgia, I would love to experience like-minded people. I would love to experience people that's really, you know, where we can support each other. We can enjoy each other's company. We can cheer for each other. You know, we can enhance each other's life. We can learn from each other. I would love to experience that, God, because my journey has been so up and down when it comes to folk. And I said, I would just love to experience some stability when it comes to folk, and show me clearly those who are not for my best, for my higher good. And trust me when I say this, This has been my journey since I came back. I have been surrounded with great people.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That, you know, want to see each other grow. That we want to enhance each other. We want to add to each other's life. And I've also experienced a couple people that, you know, have underlining things. And they think that they, you thought that they had you. You know what I'm saying? But they have that controlling love within them. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, like I said, we don't even realize it. Sometimes as individuals, this is how we go through life. So this is how we giving out the love. And if somebody pull our coattail on it, we're like, oh, no, no, no. Instead of just hearing a person out. Because real love, you're going to listen to your friends, your family members. You're going to listen to them express if they're feeling a certain type of way, if something is not sitting right with them, if they have something maybe that you said, that you did, you're going to listen to them. Perfect example. One of my homegirls, I love her dearly. I love her dearly. She listening. Some years ago, and I've shared this story a few times on my podcast. I just love this story so much because I truly believe that people can relate to this story. And we have been friends at this point for maybe, I don't know, maybe like a good 8 years or something like that, right? I think it's going on 15 or maybe more now. But she has shared with me because she was in the midst of moving. And as you know, I'm the dream pusher. And everybody that knows me knows that don't tell me nothing if you're not truly ready to do it. If it's something new or something that you want to move on or you want to do, do not share that with me unless you're ready. Because that's what I'm here to do. I'm going to push you. I'm going to be like, yo, you know, you need to, okay, let's do this. How about this? I'm about to research some things. We're going to research together. I'm in it with you, you know? So she was getting ready to move and she was thinking about moving to a different city or whatever. And I was like, yeah, you got it. Yeah. Okay. Did you do this today? Da-da-da-da-da. I'm going at her, you know? And she just comes back and's like, listen, Liv, I was about to befriend you. I had to talk to one of my other homegirls about how you was pushing me too hard. You know, and I was like, I can't take it. It's too much pressure. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I apologize. I was like, wow, I didn't know that you felt that way. But thanks for telling me. You know what I mean? I said, you know, I'm gonna work on that. But I'm glad that you told me, because guess what? I wouldn't have known if you didn't tell me. And now we laugh, we joke about it. And she'd be like, girl, I'm so glad I ain't befriend you. And she says, I'm so glad that you pushed me, because guess what? I wouldn't have even moved if you didn't push me. I didn't like how it felt, but at the time, but I'm so glad you did it, because I wouldn't have did what I did and experienced living where I was living, you know? And so we're the best of friends, you know, that's one of my sisters, man. I just love her to pieces. And this is what real love is about. This is what real friendship is about. Even with family, you should be able to express yourself if you feel like, okay, there's something that I'm not feeling right about, or there's something I'm feeling pressure about, and this person is a part of it. That's what love is. You should be able to listen. And I know a lot of us, we have to grow in that area. I had to grow in that area because of the fact that my nature is just that. My nature is, I want the best for so many people. I want to see people, you know, flourish and live out their passions and their dreams. And because I'm a person that I've had so many things happen in my life where I just totally lost everything. But I looked forward to starting all over. That was my mindset. Like, oh, well, this, situation just fell apart. Like, oh, well, what I'm going to do? Okay, let me get, I just get right back up. I get right back up and I start, my mind just start working like, okay, what I'm going to do now, where I'm going to move. Just like my car accident a year and a half ago, you know what I mean, in PA. And automatically I was like, okay, my son about to graduate college. You know what? He's grown. I don't really have to be here. I just was staying close because he was in college. I'm going back to where I love, Georgia. I'm going. Regardless if I lost everything. I gave away my furniture. I was like, clean slate. I'm starting all over. Came down, stayed with my cousin for a couple months, got my place, got another car. Like, I just started all over. And now, here today, it's only been, what was that, August 8th, 2019? Yeah, that's when the accident happened. I moved down here in September. And now, today, got my place. I have my boutique that I've always wanted. You know what I'm saying? I met some great people. That's because that's the way I view downfalls. I view it as an opportunity to start all over and to go on a new path. I view it as a detour. You know, I view it as, okay, the creator saying, okay, I'm done with that part. You're done with that part of your life. It's time for something new. So that you can grow more. It's time for you to move on so that you can meet new people and you can learn more about yourself. You can learn more about life. I view that as love. I view that as the creator loving on me. Even though, yes, the journey was rough in the beginning. Even though things wasn't smooth in the beginning, you know? Whenever you lose everything, it's never going to be smooth in the beginning. But it's still a form of love because sometimes when you lose everything, it allows you to go back to you. It allows you to focus on you and figure out what is it that you're capable of doing. It allows you to see your strengths and how it is that, you know, it allows you to reflect back on other times that maybe you might not have been in the same position, but somewhat the position. You know what I mean? And how it is that you were able to come out of it. And I realized as I was talking in my meditation class today, I was sharing some of that story and I was telling them that, you know, that particular girlfriend kind of made me reflect on myself that, and it was somebody else that shared with me. And oh, it was a lot of people that say, Liv, look, you rare. Everybody is not, they don't have crazy faith like you. Okay. You just be like, have an idea or something. You just go with it. And so, once I really realized that part about me, the fact that that is pressure for other people, you know what I'm saying? Because the way I view things is not the way they view things. Somebody else that I love can lose everything and it's just devastating to them. They just feel like the world is all over. You guys out there listening right now, I don't know what you're going through. But in this midst of this pandemic, I'm sitting here talking about how I'm flourishing when I already, before the pandemic, I already had a downfall with my car, you know, being totaled and having to uproot and everything like that just before the pandemic. And as soon as I got a job, I worked one day doing teaching the thing I love one day. And then they shut everything down one day. And so it led me on the path of, okay, I need to do what I really love. I need to do my passion. So to me, that was the universe loving on me and giving me time to figure things out. So many forms of love. Some of us might be like, well, God, where are you? You know what I'm saying? You just left, you're not, I don't hear you. And did you forget about me? And things like that. No, sometimes it's for you to figure some things out on your own. It's for you to see what sits right for you, for your new journey, for your new level, for your new path. And then when you are okay with it, when you say to yourself, okay, this is it, this is it. Trust and believe. The skies open up and it's like, okay, she got it, y'all. She got it. All right, let's go. Let's go. We got to get the work. We got to get it moving. We got to get it moving forward. We got to set things up. She realized what it is that we want her to learn. She realized where we want her to go. She realized the next level of her purpose. And then all of a sudden, stuff just start clicking for you. Left and right. Just start falling into place. Not to say that there's not, it's still going to be some little hiccups along the way. But again, it's you learning how to love yourself. It's you learning how to love what your gifts and your talents and your, you know, your mission is. It's you falling in love with that. That's a form of love, guys. It's you looking at it and not saying, oh, and focusing on what's not working, no matter how crazy and how hard it is. Figuring out how to just focus on what is going right. This is my secret. If anybody wanted to know, how do I do it? The people that know me, how do I do it? How do I just get right back up? I focus on what's working. I focus on what's going right. I don't give energy to what's not going right. Because what's not going right, right now, you can't fix that. So that's a waste of energy. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of thought. It's a waste of just all waste. Right? We are only in control of us. As I was talking today in the meditation class, we're in control of us. We're not in control of how others react to us, what others say to us, what others do to us. We are to a certain extent, because this is the thing. When we say things like, I give to so many people, or I love on so many people, and then I don't receive it back, we're teaching these people how to treat us. So how can we be mad at them? We can't, because this is what we accepted for however long. We accepted different people to treat us this way and think that, oh, we okay with it. Oh, they love me. But yet they not treating you the way you feel and you desire in your heart to be treated. You get what I'm saying? And sometimes, you know, you might just want to keep, you know, holding on. You don't want to pull back because you're like, oh, one day. But sometimes one day may not never come. And then what happens? You done wasted your time, more time. So it's up to us to learn how to love ourselves first. That's one. Value who we are. Value our worth. Value our passion, our mission. Value our journey, our path. Respect it. Feel blessed and feel honored with it. That's a form of giving to you. You got to give to you first so that you can know how to give to others. So that you can know how much to give to others. Let's say it that way. So that you can have a clear balance on how much to give of yourself, your love, your affection, your attention to others. But you got to love you first. You got to be, I'm going to say, in control of you first. In control of your responses when you don't get what you wanted the person to give you back. When they don't say what you wanted them to say back. You know what I'm saying? You have to be, love yourself to know, like, regardless of what, you are love and you are loved. You are love and you are loved. And there will always be other people coming along your path that's going to help you to experience the love that you desire to feel. The thing is, you have to be open and receptive to receive it. And that's the thing. Sometimes we could be in a cycle and just continue to draw the same type of people, friends, man, woman, altercations with our family. We can continue like a little hamster on a wheel to continue to draw that same energy to us. And when you see yourself drawing that same type of energy to you, you need to look at you. It's time for you to not be the victim, not say, oh, well, and look at you and say, what am I doing that's making them think that this is love? That's making them think that they're treating me with love. I'm doing something that makes them think that it's okay. And when you get to that point, man, you know, that's when you can retrain people how to treat you. Retrain people to know, like, okay, if you're not going to give me the same type of love, and everybody can't give you the same type of love. That's just ridiculous. It's not going to happen because, like I said, we are all individuals. So we all internalize love in different ways. But now what you can do is have those conversations and say, you know, I always say positive, you know, like, I love when you do this, or, you know, I appreciate when you do that, or whatever like that. I would love, you know what I would love though? I would love to feel you doing more of this, or you saying more of this to me. That would really make me feel good. You see how that goes? Now, it's not that, and if that person really loves you, then they're going to work on it. Just like I tell my friends and I tell my son all the time, I've allowed him to be open with me since he was young, born. Like, tell me how you feel. I need you to tell me how you feel. If you feel like I'm, you know, making you feel bad, or say something that's just don't fly right with you, I'm gonna need you to speak up, and I'm gonna need you to say it to me. Because one, I was teaching them how to communicate with me and how to communicate with everybody else in the world, so that he won't be taken advantage of, so that he won't just accept any type of treatment. You get what I'm saying? I didn't want him to go through some of the same paths I went through with people. And what that did was allowed our bond to be so powerful and so strong, because I never sat there and was like, why? No, that's not what you do. Just because you're the parent, you listen, because young people have feelings too. And this is something that we disregard a lot of times, because, oh, I'm the adult, I'm the mom, I'm the dad, I'm the uncle, I'm the grandma, I'm the grandpa. You listen to me. I've been here before you. I know what's best. No, you don't. We don't always, just because we have kids and things of that nature, we don't always know what's best for them. Times are changing. This day and age is so different from when we were younger. They're dealing with more things, you know? We got the whole cyber thing, the whole online thing now. We got texting instead of talking now. And the more they text, the less they can communicate. So they might not know how to communicate how they feel to you in the right way. But again, you as the adult should be willing to realize that you were that age at one time too. And you wanted someone to hear you. You wanted someone to, you know, feel your, whatever you were going through, feel your pain, and to just love on you in the way you wanted them to love on you. And maybe you might have never received it the way you wanted to. So sometimes as adults, we got to reflect back to that time and remember that. We forget it just because we've already grown up and went through some stuff. You get what I'm saying? So I'm looking at the time, and I didn't even know this was going to flow like this, but that's cool. I pray they all got something from it. You know, this is a day, like I said, to celebrate love, but every day should be about celebrating love, guys. Rather be loving on yourself, or loving who you with, or your family, or whatever. But always, always, whoever has been in your life, even if they're not in your life anymore, love that experience. I love every experience that I've had, even if it didn't end well. Because why? Because each and every last experience allowed me to grow. It allowed me to gain more knowledge of myself, more knowledge of the way I can change my love, more knowledge of the way I should give out love, and how I should give it out, and whom I should give it to, and who I shouldn't give much to, and all of that. You know what I'm saying? We all are teachers to each other. That's what we have to realize. We all are teachers to each other. So let's remember that, guys. And let's love on each other the best way we can. And again, you know, we all go through different things, and we have people do different things to us. But just be communicate with them, because some people just don't know what they do. And if they're not open to receive what you are communicating, then either allow it time, depending on if they live in your household, or if they don't, then, hey, you said just your piece, let it go. And just, you know, again, be happy for the experience that you already experienced with that person. That's my outtake on life. Listen, I'm a communicate with you. And if you just can't receive it, then I'm not going to beat you with a bat with it. I said my piece. This is where I'm at. This is how I feel. And if you're not willing to, just like I do with other people, like, I'm going to work on that. Okay, I hear you. You know, I apologize. I didn't mean to make you feel that way or whatever. So if I'm given that, then I expect to receive that from others. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how I work with me. So with all that being said, guys, happy Valentine's Day. Happy love day, okay? Definitely do yourself a favor. Love on yourself in the mirror, regardless if you're with somebody or not. Make sure you love on yourself. Love on yourself every morning. And make sure you give thanks every morning to the Creator first. For whatever it is you need to give thanks for, okay? Get yourself in that love vibe every morning when you open your eyes, no matter how you feel, no matter what's going on. Give that love up to the universe and watch it come back down to you in just unexpected ways through unexpected people. Be open and receptive to receive it from others, even if it's people, strangers. Be open and receptive to receive love, okay, guys? And tell someone in the streets or whatever, you know what I mean, that you see, you know, give them a compliment. That's a form of love. Give them a compliment. You never know how people's days are going, okay? That's a form of love. Compliment somebody tomorrow when you wake up or whenever you go out, okay, guys? So with all that being said, this is Adion, your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from yourself, the world, and some real bullshit, y'all, out here in this world. And thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you go subscribe to YouTube, Chronicles of Living, my IG page. I am posting more on there. Chronicles of Living without the G, LIVIN, and all that good stuff. And thank you for purchasing the books, Amazon.com, April Adion Williams, Visionary Dreamer, 90 Day Journal, and Transform Your Life, Discover Your Purpose Workbook. I love you guys so much. I love you guys, seriously, so much. Thank you for tuning in and have a blessed week. Peace.
The Chronicles of Living.
We can be whatever we dream.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Chronicles of Living podcast, where you find only the highest vibrations. Remember, you are extraordinary. And if you're pursuing your dreams, we're proud of you. Because the best part of life is when you decide to live.
Something better is always possible if you're willing to work for it and fight for it.
Stay updated with Adion by visiting chroniclesofliving.com or stay connected through social media by following at Chronicles of Living. Until next time, your dream pusher, Adion.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.